And did you ever see a pig being killed?
I did.
I'd say it's an awful noise, is it?
Well, actually cruel, but...
It is cruel, isn't it? I suppose, but that's the way people had the meat at the time.
That's that. There's a special man going around. He had the tradition of killing the pig.
That'd be his job.
That's his job. He knew how to do it. And we used to put the pig up in a lorry, we used to call it.
Right.
With two timber wheels under it. And just lower down on the ground and push the pig up then. And I used to hold the basin up in front. And when you stick the pig, the blood would come out.
Right. And you'd have to tie the pig down, would you?
I would.
Or hold him?
Hold him down.
Right.
And then when that's over, then you get hot water and you pour over him and start taking off the hair of the pig.
Right, you can clean him up.
And then when that's done then, we used to take out the stuff and hang him up in the rafters until another day. And then when he come up into the house again, then we used to put him up on a table. And then the man that killed the pig comes in to bone him.
Right.
So he cut him up then and put the meat into a chaser box, as you'd call it,
right,
with salt. And we used to go around, that's the tradition. After a person killing the pig, they used to go around to the neighbours' houses to give something from the pig. And we used to make puddings as well, and we used to give the puddings to the neighbours.
So you used to share them out?
Mute.
How would you make black pudding now? You used to hold the basin with the blood?
Well, we used to put some wholemeal into the blood.
Right.
And the guts or something. We had to clean out them and pour in the blood.
Right.
Into the guts. That's
into
right.
Into the case.
And then tie it and cook it in hot water.
All right, you kind of boiled it then. Would you have to leave it hanging for a while, or could you?
No, just take it out then when it's done then. You can eat it.
So you'd be able to fry that with your...
No, that's right.
You could have it with your fried bread and your sausages from the pig.
That's right, and greens, you should call it.
Oh, so you used to eat all the pig then, really?
You used all.
Nothing wasted?
There was nothing wasted at all. Sometimes people used to have two pigs, one for the winter, one for the summer, one for the Christmas. But my father used to only buy one pig.
Right.
And one pig donuts.
And how many was in the family?
I had a brother and a sister, three of us.
So one pig would do the whole lot of you?
You would.
And that would do you then for the year, would it?
Sure.
And how long would it take to bone a pig?
It wouldn't take that long at all.
And you'd would you have a big sharp knife?
Well, you'd just have a saw too as well, a handsaw for it.
Oh, right.
The bones.
And like, would there be any bits of the pig that would be left that you wouldn't have to eat?
No, I didn't nearly eat out the whole pig.
You'd nearly eat all of it?
You would.
You could probably make a stew or something, or...
Mostly cooking them in path and mother used to do cooker.
Right, and you'd have chops and you'd have rashers and sausages.
Well, we used to have meat anyhow.
Yeah, so you were kept going with the pig for the whole year.
You'd have ribs and the pig too, and you'd have liver and greaskins and crow beans and the pig's head and...
Sure, a pig would keep you going a long time then?
That was always the tradition.
Yeah, that's a nice story now, with being able to share it out with the neighbours.
That's it. You should always bring out a pudding or maybe a few chops or...
Yeah, that'd be a nice present to get from a neighbour if you didn't expect it.
That's right, because that was always the tradition. When you kill a pig, you should always give them something. And they would do it the same as well. When they kill their pig, they'd do the same thing.
And they'd share it out?
They would.